And he's right. It is a tall order. So now we're going to open up the phones to hear your suggestions on how New York can make Times Square more appealing for New Yorkers. The city is scheduled to begin construction of a long-awaited makeover of the crossroads of the world, and we want to hear what you think should be included. Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If there's a New York City landmark that can draw almost universal condemnation from city residents, it's Times Square. How many of you on your way to work or on your way to a show step out of that subway station with a sense of dread, bracing yourself for the onslaught of tourists and theatergoers and the other third of a million people who pass through the area on a daily basis, according to the official stats? What if New Yorkers actually wanted to go to Times Square? That's part of the idea behind the redesign that is set to begin this summer. So what would it need to include to attract you? 212-433-WNYC. Did you see the article in last week's New Yorker profiling Snøhetta? That's the Norwegian architecture firm that's charged with remaking the area surrounding the intersection of 42nd Street and 7th Avenue. Snøhetta did the entrance pavilion at the National September 11th Memorial and Museum at the World Trade Center site, and now they have their eyes set on remaking Times Square. So what could they propose to make you want to visit? 212-433-9692. Apparently, some aspects of their design include removing all vegetation in the area. We don't exactly think of it as a forest, right? But vegetation, it's those big planters in the pedestrian mall there that people apparently throw the trash into. Also, the addition of granite benches to allow more sitting room, as well as provide navigational cues to better herd the hordes of pedestrians who traverse the area, and repainting the pedestrian walkways in darker, more monolithic colors. So much for the Great White Way. So this is all well and good, but what will it make you and other New Yorkers line up to spend their free time in Times Square? We're passing the torch on to you, 212-433-WNYC. Jaded but savvy New Yorkers, is there anything that could bring you to Times Square to play? We'll take your calls after this. New Yorkers, what would it take for you to actually come and play in Times Square? As your calls are coming in, here is one idea on how to remake Times Square to get the conversation started. A giant McWorld restaurant with menus representing a McDonald's from every nation. This comes from Jeb Bonikoski, who wrote it up for theawl.com, you know that magazine, theawl.com. He is a freelance computer programmer and a New Yorker in temporary West Coast exile. Jeb, hello from New York.
Hey, Brian.
So McWorld, what a giant McWorld restaurant. What is it?
Giant McWorld. I think it's funny that if you ask a New Yorker, you know, where can I get some Chinese food, the first thing they'll say is, well, what kind, what region are you interested in? You can get anything in New York except what our own homegrown fast food chains sell overseas. And I think Times Square is a perfect place to remedy that problem.
You mean if you go into a McDonald's in China or in Africa or wherever, you're not going to find the same menu as here?
No, absolutely not. They change the menu for local taste. If you go to India, they have vegetarian burgers. If you go to Japan, they have noodle dishes. If you go to Taiwan, they make burgers where the buns are made out of rice. I got all kinds of different stuff.
Have you actually written to McDonald's proposing this idea or to the Times Square Association?
I'm in conversation with McDonald's on Twitter right now. They're reluctant, which is why I'm trying to build a global movement of people to push this idea forward at OneMcDreamOneMcWorld.com.
And are they reluctant because they think people won't eat, the Chinese confections in New York when given the choice between that and a Big Mac?
They think that people would be excited about that. The people who run the McDonald's Twitter account seem to think it would just be too much of a logistical nightmare. But I say if anyone can show us how to do it, it's McDonald's.
So you think New Yorkers from Bayside, Queens, and South Beach, Staten Island, which slept all the way to Times Square to eat the McDonald's version of Chinese or Latin American food?
It's a city of immigrants. And in some cases, their local McDonald's is almost like it's a taste of home.
Jeb Bonacoski wrote this up for theall.com. He is a freelance computer programmer and New Yorker in temporary West Coast exile. Thanks for suggesting it.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right. So, folks, what would bring you back to Times Square? Here is Robert, a passenger in a truck in Midtown, I'm told. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how's it going, Brian? Love your show. Actually, my name is Fitz, Robert Fitzsimmons, Fitz.
Okay. So what would make you go play in Times Square?
Well, I think that people who are walking four abreast from Wisconsin, we love them, we appreciate their dollars in our city, but I think they need a little pedestrian awareness to understand that a lot of us are going about our day, and there should be a special lane. Maybe there could be a purple-painted portion of the sidewalk, and if we are with our proper IDs as New Yorkers, that we are entitled to walk on the purple section of the sidewalk, and everyone else has to stay off and let us go about our day.
The New York ID card to walk on that special section of Times Square from Fitz in a truck. Larry in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hi, Larry. What would do it?
I just had an idea when you made the mention about Times Square. I worked as a volunteer lawyer on various aspects of the creation of the Times Square Historic District, which was designed to save the so-called Broadway theaters, the main theaters in New York, and enabled. That's why all those big buildings got built on 7th Avenue and Broadway, because they were able to transfer the air rights over the theaters that were on the side street. They were able to transfer them to the buildings on Broadway.
So what would get more New Yorkers to go there to play now? That's what they want to do.
Well, I think this is a vehicle that would enable this whole creation of this theater district. And there are very few, to tell you the truth, there are very few good restaurants in the Times Square area. There are a few. And you have to go over to 9th Avenue.
Yeah, you just got to walk over to 9th Avenue and up and down a few blocks. But all right, I'm going to leave it there. Nicole in Brooklyn. Hi, Nicole. What would you do?
Oh, hi. I would build an amazing art house movie theater, kind of like the Angelica used to be back in the 80s.
You mean the AMC 25 that's on 42nd Street now isn't good enough for you?
No, I want something that's going to show, like, all those short subject films that get nominated for Academy Awards and so all the foreign films and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the nostalgia for Times Square? You know, there are going to be some people who say what you really need to do is un-Disney-fy it. Like, you know, make it a little more seedy like it was in the 80s. Bring back the peep shows and the three-card Monty and the shady characters, maybe just enough crime to make it a little bit edgy.
I don't think I'd go so far as bringing back the peep shows, but I will say when I was visiting with my friends from France this summer, there were just a few too many all-too-familiar stores in Times Square, stuff you can find anywhere.
Thank you, Nicole. I appreciate it. Carol in Bronxville, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Brian. I truthfully, I'm a 70-year-old retired and native New Yorker, and I love Times Square. And when my friends come in from out of town, I like to bring them through there. The real issue in Times Square, though, is traffic and parking. So I think that if the hotels in New York would offer discounts to native New Yorkers or people in the outer boroughs and specify it specifically for them to stay overnight so we could easily park in their hotel spaces and stay overnight, I think you'd get a lot more people into the city.
That's an intriguing one, regional rates at the Times Square Hotel. What do you think about Times Square nostalgia, since you were probably hanging around a little bit in those days?
Oh, no. No nostalgia for that whatsoever. Absolutely. I actually like the way it looks now. I think it's pretty exciting, and I don't do the shopping thing anyway, except I love the Toys R Us program, but Toys R Us building with the Ferris wheel.
Carol, thank you very much. Susan in Westchester, you're on the air. What could bring you to Times Square?
Well, I sometimes go to Times Square early in the morning on a Sunday or a Saturday morning. There's never anybody there. I usually do it just because I love to look at the lights on my way across town early in the morning. And I think that you should do things that bring local people normally that tourists don't do, such as dog parks, a special day where people who live in the area could come and bring their dogs, and also farmers markets. As far as I know, there are no local farmers markets in that 40 area of, on the west side, and that may do something to bring local people in, and they would find a thing to do and a place to do it rather than at night when everybody's going, you know, all the tourists are out.
Gosh, where would you put a dog run around there?
I have no idea, but dog people would be able to find. You just have to fence it off and have a place for them to do their business. And I'm sure there's some place where people could really be fun with their, have fun with their dogs. In the middle on that mall, they could run back and forth. I don't know.
Thank you, Susan. All right. The dog run farmers market suggestion for making Times Square like everywhere else in the city. Bob in Manhattan. Hi, Bob. What would you do to make Times Square attractive to New Yorkers?
Thanks for coming. I think they're on the right track. I think I bicycle a lot around the city and for 30 years, and there was a time when I wouldn't even think of going through Times Square. Now I can come out of Central Park and get on the bike lane, and I have to walk for a certain point, but I can get across Times Square on my bicycle. There are some choke points where there are a lot of traffic, you know, foot traffic.
And so do you just ride through, or are there things that draw you off your bike to do stuff while you're passing the area?
Well, I do take, you know, visitors when they come to the city. I mean, you just... It's stupefying. You can't, you know, there's nothing like it I've ever seen anyplace else. It's just jaw-dropping. So, you know, you take them in there. Usually I take them into the, on the fringes or, you know, to those areas where the, it's a little easier to be a pedestrian. Mm-hmm. You know, the sidewalks just around the subway at 42nd Street
but that's
still for
the tourists, though. But, Bob, thank you very much. Happy cycling. Michael in Astoria, what would you bring? What would bring you to Times Square to play?
I love going down to Times Square and looking at all the lights and the neon. And I think a lot, Times Square is a lot like Las Vegas. And Las Vegas has got those roller coasters on the outside of buildings, like the Stratosphere. You can look down on the city. And I kind of think that something like that, people can aesthetically appreciate Times Square from a slight distance.
How about that McWorld idea? Would you go to Times Square to eat McDonald's foods from around the world?
I think I would. I've been around the world in McDonald's, you know, years ago, and I didn't see much of a an ethnic diversity to the menu. But if that's the case these days, that would draw me to Times Square, yes.
How do you say Big Mac in Burmese? That's what I want to know. Tina in Maplewood, you'll get our last 40 seconds here. Hi, Tina.
How are you, sir? I happen to be a senior citizen, and I used to live in New York when I first left the South 53 years ago. And I'd love to see a little bit of that old nostalgia of the 50s come back with those sandwich machines. I don't remember what they were, but they had the best Don Pastrami sandwich in it.
Oh, like the automats, like the Horn and Hardart automats?
Yeah, I missed that thing. But anyway, the next thing is that many seniors and myself, we come into New York, and we get tired easily. We don't can't walk like we used to. And we would love to see a jitney bus that would be for seniors and a little sitting area that would say seniors. So when we got tired, we could rest.
Tina, but that's a good one. And I hope the Times Square people were listening, because I think we got Tina's and some other good suggestions on the table there for how to make Times Square more appealing to New Yorkers. Thanks, everybody, for your calls.